We're going to kind of do this in four segments. We're going to have Lee and Florence talk about Newsline for about 10 minutes or so. And then Tony's going to talk about the KNFB Reader for about 10 minutes. Then we'll turn it back over to Lee and Florence for Ira, or at least Lee for Ira, to talk about Ira. And if we've got some time, we want to spend a little time talking about different apps that people use to gather information. So I'm going to turn this over to Lee and let him run with Newsline.
Thank you very well.
Okay, you're a host for that? Okay. All righty.
Okay. Okay, how many people here are signed up for NFB? That's not signed up for NFB Newsline? Clap your hand. Not signed up. Okay. You signed up? Maybe not. Okay, who's that maybe not?
Charles Brown.
Okay, Mr. Brown, we're going to get you signed up for Newsline. And okay, Janet, how you doing? Okay, well, we need to get, we want to get you signed up for this fantastic service. It's provided by the National Federation of the Blind. It's one of the many services that the National Federation of the Blind has. And this particular program provides you with a great access to instantaneous information. Basically, the news, you can, as well as magazines, TV guide listings, job listings. What else we got there, Florence? Come on, join me. Come on over here and join in. Okay. I don't want to do all the talking.
Okay, where's the mic?
Right there.
All right. We also have Walmart and Target circulars. And now Walmart and Target circulars right now, but as the holiday season approaches, we actually have more stores that come on board. So you have more circulars to come, let's say, in the month of November and December. We also have breaking news. You
want to
talk about that?
Yeah, with the breaking news, you have ABC, BBC, CNN, the Huffington Post. You have there's 15 of those. And then we also have 17 international newspapers. So there's, if you want to go to China and read, if you want to go to Japan and read, there's Jerusalem. There's so many other places that you can just... You can cruise around the world. One of the subscribers indicated that he feels like he has the world newspapers right at his fingertips, where he can go to the Washington Post, he can go to the Times and the journals, the Associated Presses. And here in the state of Indiana, you can cover news from Hammond to Lafayette, Indiana, to as far west as Richmond, Indiana, as far south as Jeffersonville and Evansville, Indiana, Indianapolis, Terre Haute, and Muncie. We're constantly trying to add more publications as we go along. Is there any Indiana newspaper publications that anyone out here would like to see on NFB Newsline? That's not on the list. Anyone? Well, we're going to be adding, I know, the Kokomo Tribune to the NFB Newsline. Next year, we'll be adding that on. And we're searching out to see which others that would be comparable for us to add on. Yes. I'm glad you reminded me of that one. So... that's locked into my memoirs, okay? My memory bank, thanks. So, but you're up in Fort Wayne right now, right?
I am.
So have you read the Newsline Fort Wayne?
Yes, I have.
Okay, well.
I get the Journal of the Deaf, and I mentioned the Marion Chronicle,
but that's probably
just from the
times I like to see. Well, that's very good. What is it that you would like to see since you transplanted from Marion to Indianapolis to Fort Wayne? What would you like to see out of that newspaper? What do you like to read? Well, in that and any newspaper.
Okay, Fort Wayne, I like to read the job. I like to find out what's going on, and when it's in, I'm
government affairs. I'd like to know what the city council is doing and why. I'd like to know what's going on in the community that I might want to go be a part of. And I do this because, in the back of my mind, I also want to have the opportunity to go to the National Federation of Women.
Well, that's great. We also have a state information channel where you can access information about the National Federation of the Blind of Indiana.
No, I'm talking about the National
Federation. Well, there's... Well, okay, that's great. And while you're promoting, let them know about NFB Newsline and let them know that they can go to our state information channel and that they can find out more about the National Federation of the Blind, where our chapters are located, or the times of the meetings, the phone numbers and the president's names, our web pages, and the other resources that we have throughout the state of Indiana. We also have... where you can contact all the information about our state legislators are there. We're adding other newsletters from as they come out, updates from our legislators where they're maybe hosting their community meetings or town hall meetings. Just a plethora of other information in there. There's other resources like the independent living centers throughout the state of Indiana. And just a plethora of information, some information also talking about some of our membership members, individual bios are there as well. So there's a wealth of information there. There's also the weather alerts for many of you that might not be familiar with the weather alerts. So it's a very simple service to use. Yes, I will. So there's a lot of information that you can access just from our information channel, and I'm assuming that our little 10 minutes is about up. So, Florence, would you give them our contact information?
Okay, I'm going to give you our local number first, and that number is 317-653-5106. We also have a toll-free number, and that number is 1-855-963-6476. So,
Okay, and we also have a website for the Indiana NFB Newsline, Indiana. It is nfbnewsline-in.org. So that's nfbnewsline-in.org. There you can also go and you can also subscribe to Newsline there. You can send individuals to fill out the application for the Newsline service. You can also find out about what's going on with NFB Newsline Indiana. You can also find out about the television show, which airs every Wednesday morning on WHMB 40, and that's at 11:30 a.m. We can also go to our YouTube site and visit those shows that we've been airing. So, visit us, and got any questions, come to our office. We have an office at 3737 North Meridian Street, Suite 202. There we do some hands-on training and navigating the NFB Newsline. Oh. So be sure to join us there.
Okay, and for those who want to sign up for the service, I can actually come to you so that we can get you signed up today.
And there we go.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much. So if you have any issues or questions or need to sign up, contact Lee and Florence about Newsline. Take that, Florence. Okay. Last time I checked, Lee, and it's been a couple years ago, the same company that owns the Kokomo paper owns the Anderson paper and the Logansport paper and two or three other papers in that north central Indiana area. So that might be, and if you get in Kokomo, that might be an end to other papers as well.
Yeah, we do have the Anderson paper.
So.
It came
on this past. Oh, good. Okay. Next, we're going to move to the KNFB reader. And, you heard that mentioned by Dr. Maurer this morning. about an app on the phone that you can get for the KNFB reader and how they're going to add it to Newsline. So I'm going to turn it over to Tony for the KNFB reader.
Okay, is it turned on? Turned. Okay, good. It is turned on. All right. So, for those of you who have not yet heard of the KNFB reader, it is an app that you can download for your iPhone or your Android phone. And this is the technology that came from years ago when the Kurzweil reader first started. It was like the size of a compact washing machine that cost $30,000. And it has evolved to a smaller unit that was only $10,000. A bargain. And it was a big two-piece unit. And then they improved it from there and just kept getting smaller, and then they had computer-based models. Then in 2008, they came out with the first totally mobile version that was the KNFB reader that was ran on a Symbian phone. It was the first smartphone-based version of the KNFB reader. And now, today, you can get the KNFB reader, though, with all of its functionality, for $99 as an app on your existing smartphone. You don't have to purchase any special hardware unless you don't yet have a smartphone. But it works very well for doing text recognition. You can read your mail, read off, food boxes and letters and memos and you name it. And it's got a very quick use. You can just point and shoot, and there's some tabs across the bottom. You just make sure the camera tab is selected, and then you tap which it normally is by default when you bring up the app. You hit the take picture button, and as you're holding the phone about a foot or so away from the page, and it will snap the picture and start reading very quickly. For those that are not used to using cameras and focusing on things, the KNFB reader actually has some features that help aid in helping you learn how to handle the camera, such as it has the field of view report and it has tilt guidance. If you turn the tilt guidance on, it will help you tell if you're accidentally tipping the phone from side to side or tipping it forward or back, because that's a mistake a lot of people make if they're new with using the KNFB readers. Normally I tell people, if you have a memo laying on the table and you want to take a picture of it, I usually tell you, lay the phone, just get it ready, lay it on the memo, and then pick it straight up about a foot to 14 inches and tap the take picture button. Just raise it straight up and you'll probably be pointing right at it. But to get that feedback as to whether you're doing it right, the tilt guidance, it'll do either beeping or vibrations that will let you know that you have it tilted. When you make those vibrations go away, you're holding it straight. Also, instead of hitting the take picture button, you can hit the field of view report button. It'll snap a picture and it will tell you whether the top edge and left edge is visible. Then you've got it probably pointed a little bit, tilted to the left, or you've got it shifted too far to the left. If it says all four corners or all four edges are visible, then you're on it. And then, of course, further practice, well, you'll learn how to be in close enough, but not too close, because if you come in too close, the camera may not be able to focus up that close, and it may get a blurry image, or you're blocking the light or whatnot. So there's a lot of features in there. Plus, it has there's a help tab right there in the KNFB reader that will give you assistance in get help. It'll actually start reading the manual. So it is a very good app, very well thought out app, and they're improving it all the time, and they take user feedback. So that's pretty much what I have right now, unless there's any questions. Perhaps you have the Enterprise app loaded on your phone. You might have both apps. I'm currently running 12.0.1, and that didn't occur, so I can't replicate that.
Maybe you do have that. Don't have that app.
Because I remember you downloaded that app by mistake, and then...
It may
still be on your phone, or perhaps you may have gone out somehow and re-downloaded it, because the only difference is the one version, the app, you actually pay $99, and for the app, the Enterprise version, you download the app for free, but then you actually buy an activation. So it's just a different form of a different way of activating the app, but it's the same thing. It's still $99, unless there's a sale. And every now and then, sometimes they will, and this is, I'm talking about KNFB, will sometimes have sales, and they will have the app on sale for $74.95 or something like that. And a lot of times, if that happens, I'll forward a message out on the Indiana State listserv letting people know, hey, this app is on sale till whatever date. So whatever info I have, I try to pass that along.
So where is the best place for them to get information about the KNFB reader, Tony?
There's a link to them right off of nfb.org. The reason I'm saying that is I think you can go to KNF... I don't want to give the wrong address. There is an address to go straight for the KNFB reader, but there's a link for the KNFB reader right off of nfb.org. There's a link. They'll take you right to the KNFB to reader's webpage.
Becca?
First of all, I'm struggling to get my KNFB. I've had it for years because I won it at one of you guys'
Oh, yes, you did.
Yeah. And I had somebody download it on the phone for me. But I don't know if I'm doing something wrong with it, because it doesn't read like it's supposed to. I talked to them about it, and because they downloaded it on their phone and on mine as well. And I don't know, like, I'm not getting it to work right. So I don't know if I'm doing something wrong. And then secondly, do they give updates?
Yes, there are updates to the app. If you've got it, it should show up in your app store. You load the app store app, and it will. You tap on the update button on the, it's like the bottom. It's not all the way on the right. It's next to the right. It tap on that and it'll say, yeah, you have 975 updates. Then you know you haven't updated in a long time. Oh, sorry, I was talking about Pam's phone. One of those, you'll have, if you have it updated, the KNFB reader, for it'll have, there'll be an update, and that could be the issue, that if you haven't updated lately, there very well could be issues. If you haven't, you need to update. That's probably your problem.
That's probably why I'm having issues.
Right. Okay.
Yeah,
that's good. So that's the first thing to check. Make sure your apps are up to date.
Okay.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
And are you about ready, Lee?
I actually have a comment about the KNFB reader.
Okay. Speak up. Well, that's interesting. So she has a Sprint phone, and Sprint and their accessibility department says they have a code where you can get it free, get the KNFB reader free through
that
Sprint.
I heard that they were doing that. I didn't know if they were still doing that, but I knew as of last year they were.
It's been a few months, but it was very convenient.
Yeah, if you're a Sprint customer, it's worth checking out.
Definitely. That's what you get.
Okay.
Real bad, but my name is Charles Brown, and I'm with the BDP program.
Oh, hi, Charles.
And I got the can, whatever the reader is, brand new. And as soon as I got it, my phone broke, so I had to get a new phone.
Oh.
So how do I get the reader on my new phone?
Just download it. You just purchased it, paying $99 from the App Store.
Right.
When you restore, because you probably, hopefully, you were doing iCloud backups. If you did that, then it should automatically, when you do the restore, it should show up on your new phone. Go to the App Store,
right.
And since you've bought it, you've got rights to the app. You just instead of purchasing it, you'll just do a re-download.
Right.
And
once you use your passcode and everything and log back into the iTunes store, when you go to the apps app, there's a purchase button, and you can go in and re-download anything you've already purchased.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, so. Say what? Okay.
Question.
Real quick.
On the same note, now I purchased KNFB reader, and I did get a new phone, and I tried to download it to my new phone, but it wasn't charging me.
Did you use the same Apple ID, or did you create a new Apple ID? Because it's important. That's the big difference. Because if you created a new Apple ID, then you're a different person. You know, it's like that's how it treats you.
You have to use the same Apple ID so that it logs into the same account.
If you use the same Apple ID, then you could restore all your contacts and everything from your existing phone, your old broken phone, as well as any purchased apps, including the KNFB reader. You would be able to restore on your phone without repaying for it.
Exactly. Okay. So, if in the last year to year and a half you have been to either a national convention or a National Association of Blind Merchants BLAST, I'm sure that you've heard Kevin Worley walking around hollering, "Ira! Ira! Ira!" Guess what? Ira! It's time to learn about Ira from Lee Martin. He's going to tell us a little bit about it. And then in the next session, he's actually going to do a demonstration. So, Lee.
Well, thank you very much. I just want to talk about the Ira Glass and some of the things that they're doing with Ira right now. Ira has come out with a brand new version of the glass, which I do have here at the convention. I know several other board members have the new glasses that are here. Anyone in the room has the new glasses?
Yes.
Okay. What do you think about your new glasses?
I like them.
You like what about them? What do you, someone else had something to say about the glass. Anyone has a pair of glasses?
It doesn't drop calls.
It doesn't drop calls. Yeah, the connectivity is a lot better.
Yeah, it is a lot better, but they will drop calls sometimes. I have had a few, but not for the other.
It's been requested that that you identify yourself by name and speak up a little bit when you're asking a question from the floor. I would bring a mic around, but I can't run that fast. So,
The connectivity to it all, that was the big problem, and I think they somewhat solved it, but it's not 100%.
Do you need Wi-Fi that you hire?
Well, I believe that you do, but I will ask the agent on our next session, and we'll find out all those answers from the professionals.
This is Dale Schaefer. It's connected to your phone.
Yes, it's connected to your phone.
You can also connect to your Wi-Fi.
Jeff, I wonder, it'll tell you how to find something, how to find my trips.
Well, Woodward glasses still has a camera. The newer glasses has a camera on the bridge of the glasses, which gives you a wider range of view. And I really like the wider range of view, and as I'll demonstrate here in the next session, that it does, it can read for you. It has a new person named Chloe, I believe it is. It reads. I haven't used Chloe yet. Has anyone used Chloe? So we'll learn more about that as well. There is a cost to the program, and we'll learn more about the cost. I feel like it's a very good tool to have. It's a good secondary tool to have. Your skills, your O&M skills, and your senses is the best skill to have. And to rely upon yourself more so than the agent that sometimes can and cannot do certain things. But as far as the Era Glass is concerned, I've used it at the gym. When I was just getting around trying to get orientated with the gym, when I was getting orientated with the equipment, instead of having to go in and bother someone else or getting the instructors there, I was using the IRA as well as the Be My Eyes. So I know we're here to talk about IRA, but also for those of you that want to go away from the expense of everything, you can go to the free app of Be My Eyes, and Be My Eyes does a great job as well.
Yes, it does.
You know, I really need like IRA and Be My Eyes. They do have a Microsoft that you can go to for a special special assistance. If you're having a problem, a technical problem with your computer or phone or something, you can go to them, and they're very good at helping out. So I would recommend that those of you that just don't want to afford the expense of the IRA glass, you know, go to Be My Eyes. Be My Eyes won our Bolton Award this year at the National Convention. So you know that if they won that award, they are very reputable. So that is a free app called Be My Eyes. So I recommend that you you all have that, because it will become useful. Like I may have dropped the key one day, and you know, sometimes those little things bounce around a little bit further than where you thought they would be. And I went to Be My Eyes, and we scanned around, and we found that key. You know, so I needed to know the number of a locker at the gym. And he said, well, can you get me the number of the locker? I said, well, yeah, I can get it. So I went and got the number myself and brought it back to him. And they were wondering, well, how did you do it? You know, no braille on it. I said, well, I used another service called Be My Eyes.
Which is a great transition, Lee, because we've got about 5 minutes left. So I guess we just talked a little bit about Be My Eyes. I guess that puts a question out there that I'm supposed to.
Are there any other apps that people use to gain a lot of other information? We're talking information, not navigation right now. We can get information from Be My Eyes and Ira, Rebecca, and KNFB Reader. So, Rebecca?
We talked about in our technology class with Tony about
AR,
what is it?
Seeing AI.
Seeing AI.
Seeing AI?
It'll read documents and different things. I think it's a lot more technical. I learned a little more in that class yesterday than what just reading your reading the documents. It does far more than that. So Tony was able to shed some more light on that.
I can tell you a little bit about Seeing AI quickly, because I know we don't have much time. Seeing AI is, I call it like a Swiss Army knife of many apps, because you have a selector at the bottom of the app where you can choose various channels. They have one's a light detector that just has a changing frequency buzz sound for how much light happens to be in the room. There's a color identifier. There's a bill identifier. There's a short text recognition and a long text recognition. The long text is, it'll read a document kind of like KNFB Reader does, but it KNFB is a lot more robust, but it works. There's a product feature that will, it does barcode. It actually gives audio feedback as to when you're getting close to the barcode, so you can zero in on it. And I find, I use that. It works. I use the product thing quite a bit to read barcodes on various products. And it does facial recognition, which it'll describe people, which it can be quite entertaining, because sometimes it doesn't quite get it right. So it's good for some laughs. And there's a basic scene recognition that'll kind of just describe basic, if you point it at a room and snap a picture, it'll try to describe objects that are in the room in a basic sense. And that's a basic overview of what Seeing AI is. That's an app in the App Store. It's called Seeing, that's S-E-E-I-N-G space AI for artificial intelligence. And it's free. It's a Microsoft product.
Corey?
Just to let everybody know, you guys need accessibility lines for the Microsoft iPad. I used it. It's wonderful.
What is it?
It's got accessibility lines that Lee was talking about for the computer. You need help downloading something or whatever. I have a phone number.
Oh, okay. A phone number for a disability line to get to get assistance with using your computer from Microsoft.
I think so, sir, but I can look it up.
So if you want the number, look Corey up.
Okay, you mind putting that on the state information channel? That number?
What is it?
The state information channel.
You want it? No, can you put the number on the listserv?
On the listserv.
Yeah.
Okay, so Corey's going to post that number on the listserv. Okay.
There's one more called CamFind. that's a nice app. It's free.
Can you spell that?
Camfind. C-A-M-F-I-N-D.
Okay, Camfind.
Mm-hmm. And I was happening to be at the one of our conventions, and Miss Brown was sitting close to me, and she happened to be wearing a nice pants outfit that was red. And it also just told me where in that area you could find that line of outfits and the pricing and all of that kind of stuff. So it is really a great tool to have as well.
So it's like a shopping app. If you see something you want, take a picture of them. Camfind will tell you where to get it.
Voice Dream, I think Tony
mentioned. Voice Dream? Do you know anything about Voice Dream, Tony? Voice Dream.
Voice Dream. Yeah, Dream. D-R-E-A-M. It's Voice Dream. It's a paid app. It's about $10 app, but sometimes you can get it on sale. But it is a good app for if you like doing podcasts and stuff, or even if you're a Bookshare member, because you can download Bookshare books on it. It's an EPUB reader. It'll also read books that are in MP3 format. So it reads books in various formats. It'll even read PDFs. And the nice thing I like about even using it for podcasts is that you can vary the speed just like you do if you're used to, if you're a Bard reader and you use the Bard machine or the Bard app, and you're used to being able to speed things up so you can, Voice Dream reader will let you do that. And I've listened to an hour podcast in 35 minutes.
Corey. Okay, we're getting into navigation. Give me a minute here. So technically, we're supposed to take a 5-minute break. If you want to take a 5-minute break, go right ahead. But it looks like we're going to move right into navigation. So if you want to take a 5-minute break, we're going to keep talking. And in 5 to 10 minutes, we're going to turn Ira loose for a demonstration. So go ahead about Blind Square, Corey. Options of which buses you can take and how
how many minutes you're going to have to walk from the bus stop when you get off to where you're going. If you're using the directions in MOVEit while you're riding the bus, when you get two stops away from where you're supposed to get off, it'll say nearing your stop. And on the next stop, it'll say get ready. And then when you get there, it will say you have arrived. And you get off the bus. Which, it took me a little bit of time to get used to how to use it. But the other thing that I like about MOVEit is if I travel from Indianapolis, say, to Washington, D.C., for Washington Seminar, I can tell the app that I'm no longer in Indianapolis, I'm in Washington, D.C., and it will reset itself and do exactly the same thing for the public transportation system in whatever city you're in. So you tell it where you're at, and it will tap into that public transportation system to provide you with that information.
You have to do an area code, I mean a zip code, or just say you're in what you're in.
You just tell what city you're in, and they'll figure it out.
Okay.
Wow. And it's called MOVEit.
It's called MOVEit. I believe it's MOOVEit.
I think you're right.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's tough.
And it's a free app. I know Corey's worked with it a little bit. I'm not a voiceover user, so I'm not 100% sure how voiceover accessible it is, but I know Corey's used it a little bit.
Actually, for the app, I have not used it. I've used BlindSquare. BlindSquare is kind of the same thing, but it's different, though, because it tells me the route numbers, bus numbers, and all that, but I have not downloaded it.
The MOVEit app, you know, Indigo said they instituted this live, whatever it is. They put the little code number on each bus stop, and you can call the phone number, and it'll tell you when the bus is going to come there or how many minutes it is. And the MOVEit app will also give you those code numbers for every stop that you're close to. And it'll give you an approximate time of what time the bus should be there, even if it's not a time point. By where I live maybe 5 minutes from Washington Square as a time point, and it'll give me the time that I can expect the bus at my bus stop. Not the time it's supposed to be at Washington Square, but what time it should be at my bus stop, all things considered. So that's the MOVEit app that I use most.